So we're starting from the middle of Sugya 29, and we're going to be starting with Kamali B'Drabi Minei and Mislel Zeh with Tashlum and Lezeh. So the Gemara on Chaf Beis and Beis continues from what you were discussing yesterday with Akiva, and it says that according to Manda Amar, Eishu Mishu Mamono, right, we say that it's Metzis Begufo is the case that we're talking about. And the Chiddush is that Begdi Dechad Ve'Eved Dechad, right, Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlum and L'Zeh, Kamalei B'Drabi Minei is still Shayach, and you're going to be Pater from the Mamon. And there are other Gemaros that support this same notion, right, that Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlum and L'Zeh is going to be Pater because of Kamalei B'Drabi Minei. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalid talks about a rodef, right, in the end of that Gemara, right, if you're rodef and you break kalim along the way, right, so you say that's misal zeh v'tashlum and lezeh, you break the kalim not of the guy who you're chasing after, it's not the kalim of the near death, it's kalim of another person, it's misal zeh v'tashlum and lezeh, you say you're putter, and the Gemara in Ksubis daf lamed amud beis also says like this. Right, and in the end of the Gemara there, we say that right, that Rav Ashi says that a zar she'achal truma mishalo, and at the same time he ripped the clothing of his friend. So that's Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlum and L'Zeh, or Karis L'Zeh V'Tashlum and L'Zeh. Right? Even though the punishments are totally separate, you're still going to be Putter. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tesam Abayz says otherwise. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tesam Abayz is talking about Edom Zoamin. Right? Where the Edom of the Baal come, and on the Chayev, the Isha, Misa, and Mamon. And then the father brings Edim that are Mechayiv, those Edim, Misa, and Mamon. But the Mechayiv, the Edim, Misa, and the Mechayiv, the Baal, Mamon. And then the Baal brings Edim Zomim on those Edim, and they're Mechayiv, the Edei Ha'av, Misa, and Mamon. So how can they be Chayiv? It's Misa, Mamon, Lezeh. Misa, Lezeh, Tashlum, and Lezeh. So that Gemara clearly says that Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh, you're Chayav. So you have a Steiros HaSugyos. So you have a very, very big Steiros HaSugyos. We have Gemaras that literally tell us Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh, some say Pater, some say Chayav. So Tosos in Bava Kamma Daf Chaf Beis and the Beis brings this theorem. The simple answer is that it's a machlokas sugyos, and Rashi in Ksuvis gives this answer, the simplest answer, that it's really just a serious, it's a steiros hasugyos, right? Rav Ashi says that you're pater, Mises of the Shulman says that you're pater, but not everybody agrees with Rav Ashi. Not all the other deos are beholden to Rav Ashi. We don't have to say like that. We don't have to say Misal Zeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh is Pater. You could say it's Chayiv, it's a Steiros HaSugyos. That's the simple answer. That's Rashi. Then Tosfos says that potentially there's something a little bit more fundamental going on here. So he brings two answers. One of the Rivam and one of the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rivam says Misal Zeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh across the board is Chayiv. But what do we do with the cases where you say you're Pater? So Rodef, he says, is different. Why? Because that's misal v'tashlumin la'echad. Right? You're chayiv misa to everybody when you're a rodef. Everybody's chayiv to kill you, so you're chayiv misa to everybody. So no matter whose kelim you break, it's going to be misa v'tashlumin la'echad, and therefore you're going to be pater. Not because it's misal v'tashlumin la'zeh, rather because it's misa v'tashlumin la'echad, and therefore we're going to have a standard case of kamalei b'drav minei. But Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says that the klal is that Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh is Pater. What are we going to do with Edom Zoamin? Why is Edom Zoamin different that you're Chayev? Because Rabbi Natam says, you have to be mekayem kasher zamam to each and every person. Oh, but what if you're chayev to the same person by Eidim Zomim? You're chayev Misa and Mama to the same person by Eidim Zomim. Right? You should be chayev Misa and Mama because you should be chayev. So Rabbi Natam says, no. If we're talking about one person, we're mekayem kasher zamam with the Misa. It's still, even though it's not a full kasher zamam, it's still a kasher zamam. So how would Rabbi Natam respond to the Rivam? L'chora, the Rivam is correct. That a Rodef is different because it's Misa v'tashlum l'echad. So how would Rabbi Natam respond to the Rivam? So l'chora, Rabbi Natam would respond that a Rodef is Misa v'tashlum l'zeh. How so? Because really you're only chayiv Misa to the Nirdaf. Right? But everybody else can be matzil the nirdaf by killing you also. But you're not chayv misa to everybody. You're chayv misa to the nirdaf. So if you're chayv misa to the nirdaf and you break somebody else's kalim, it's misa l'zeh v'tashlum l'zeh. And it falls into the category of being pater, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So what are the svaros? What's behind this machlokas? Right, so we have our three shitos. We have Rashi, the Rivam, and Rabbeinu Tam. But now what's behind this machlokas, Rivam, and Rabbeinu Tam? Rivam and Rabbeinu Tam. So we suggested that potentially that machlokes is totally on the question of why is Kamalei B'Darab Minei Pater. Right? Earlier on in the year, we saw three shitos. We saw shita that it's Exeris HaKasuf. We saw shita of Rashi that it's that Bezin doesn't have the koch to give you a second punishment. And we saw the shita of the Ramban that it's that the moment is nichlal in the misa. It's like you got that punishment also. And we brought two nafkaminas, right? Chiyub de shemayim and tfisa, right? We saw that sugya in depth earlier on in the year. So here, the Rivam is probably learning like the Ramban, that it's like you paid that mammon already. Right? But it's a din in where the punishment's going to. Right? To the nizak or to the neharag. Right? So by misa l'zeh v'tashlum l'zeh, so we can't say that the mammon is nichlal in the misa because they're going to two different locations. The punishments are going to two different locations. And therefore, you're going to be chayav because you didn't pay anything to the second person here. You still have to pay that second person. So Misa L'Zev Tashlum L'Zev is going to be Chayev. However, Rodef is different because, as the Rivam explained, it's Misa V'Tashlum L'Echad. Right, so if it's going to different locations, it can't be Nichlal. In the moment can't be Nichlal in the Misa. That's what's behind the Shita of the Rivam. Now what's behind the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you're misunderstanding Kamalei B'Darab Minei, why it's Pater. Rabbeinu Tam would say it's either because of Exeris HaKasov, or like Rashi, that Beis Din doesn't have the koch to give you the second punishment. And therefore, it's not a din in where the punishment's going to. It's a din in the person who's getting the punishments himself. That person can't get two punishments. It doesn't matter where the punishments are going to. That person can't get two punishments. He can't get Misa and Mammon at the same time. Right? So it doesn't matter where the punishments are going to. Therefore, Misa L'Zev V'Tashlum L'Zeh is going to be Pater. However, Kasher Zomam, right, Eidim Zomim are going to be different. Right, because there's a superseding Gzeres HaKasov that tells us Eidim Zomim, you have to have Kasher Zomam to each person. And that's why by Kasher Zomam, by Eidim Zomim, we're going to say Misa L'Zev V'Tashlum L'Zeh is going to be Chayev. So that concludes sugya number 29. Sugya of Hamadlik as a gedush vaya evid kavas lo gedi samachlo kamer b'darminei misal zavat hashlom l'zeh. We now move on to sugya number 30. Gedar p'tur d'tama be'esh. So the Mishnah and Gemara. Right, start off that the Mishnah says that the Chomer Moda to Rabbi Huda by a Bira. Right, by Bira, the Chamer Modet Rabbi Yehuda. Right after the Machlokas Chamer and Rabbi Yehuda about Tamei Be'esh, the Chamer Modet Rabbi Yehuda by Bira. And the Gemara brings other cases where Chamer Modet Rabbi Yehuda brings Rav Kahana, says that Madlik Beso Shal Chavero is also going to be chayav according to the Chachamim. They're going to be Modet Rabbi Yehuda in that case. But then the Gemara continues, so then why did the Mishnah bring the case of Bira? It should have split and taught us within Gadish. That was the question of Rava. So if they're Madle, if they're Modet, that by Madlik Beso Chavero, Beso Shal Chavero also, why is the Mishnah not say that? So Rava, who asked that question, says that there are two different machloks in Po. Two different machloks in here. There's a machlok by Madlik Besoch Shalo. That's a machlok as Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan. By Madlik Besoch Shalo, standard case, Rabbi Huda says you're going to be Chayav on Taman, Rabbanan say you're going to be Pater on Taman. And there's also a machlok by Madlik Besoch Shal Chavero. Rabbi Huda's Mechayav you on everything. And the Rabbanan are Mechayav you only on what's Matzoi there. Right? And by Bira, everything is Matzoi. So there are three cases. By Madlik Besoch Shalo, Pater Legamre according to the Chamin. Madlik Besoch Shal Chavero, you're Pater on Arnaki, right? Things that are not Matzoi in the Gedish. And then in a Bira, you're Chayav on everything. Right? So the Chamin are Mode to Rabbi Yehuda according to Rava. By Madlik Beso Shal Chavero, and it's a Davar Shadarko Lahatnin. That's where Chamer Modet Rabbi Yehuda according to Rava. So Tosfos in the Ramascha Liflug asks, what's this Kasha of Rava? So Lechora by Abira, your Madlik Beso Shalo. So we should say Liflug Vlensi B'dida. Right within Madlik Beso Shalo. There's a chilek between Gedish and Bira. So what's the kashya of Rava? So rather, the Bira is Madlik Beso Shal Chavero, and it has to be that way, because if not, you pay Chitim or Seorin. Because the Chum say that you're Pater on Tamun Ligamre for Madlik Beso Shalo. So then if you're Mechayiv on a Bira, that's a stir on the Chumim. So it has to be that it's Madlik Beso Shal Chavero by Abira. And now we can understand, potentially, Rav Kahana and Rava. So Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, this is still in Tosfos, in the first day in Tosfos, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim are Cholik by Madlik Beso Shalo. Chachamim say Pater, and Rav Yehuda says they're Chayiv on Dvarim that are Matsui, to be found in a Gedish. That's day number one in Tosos. But if you're Madlik Beso Shal Chavero, the Chama would be Mode. So if you're in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would admit that Madlik, right, Rabbi Yehuda's Mode, that by Madlik Beso Shalo, that you're going to be Putter on Dvarim that are not Matsui. Or something's not Darko Lahatmin. If you're Madlik B'Soch Shalor, because it's going to be one to the Chachamim, that you're going to be Pater. So on the second day in Tosos, Rabbi Huda's Mechayev on everything. The Chachamim say that you're Pater on everything. And then by Madlik B'Soch Shal Chavero, the Chachamim are Mode that, according to the first day on Dvarim, which are Darkam Lahatmin, according to the second day, they're Mode to everything. Those are the 2 days in Tosfos, and that's Rav Kahana. So now moving on to the next Tosfos, in Shitas Rava. So Rava is Cholik on Rav Kahana. There's a Machlokas Besoch Shalo. The Chamim say that you're Pater on everything, and Rav Yehuda is Mechayev. Then there's another Machlokas B'Madlik Besoch Shal Chavero, that Chachamim are only Mode that are Dvarim Shedarkam Lahatmin. And then by Bira, everybody's Mode that you're Chayev on everything. So within Shitas Rava, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Vedin Taman at all. The Chachamim say there's din tamun from the pasuk. So when you're madlik b'ksoshal chavero, there's no gzeres akasov. You're only chayiv on tamun, right? Which is something which is darko lahatmin. And then by ibira you're chayiv on everything, but by madlik b'ksoshal chavero, why are you only chayiv on something which is darko lahatmin? We say it's a svara, right? Lo yibayilele asuke adaite. You don't have to pay attention to it, which are on dvarim which are in dark and lahatmin. Even though there's no official p'tor tamun, you're still going to be putter on things that are not dark or lahatmin regardless. According to Tosos, the tour of the Chachamim by Madlik B'Soch Shiloh, that's where it applies. Only by Madlik B'Soch Shiloh. And then by Madlik B'Soch Shel Chavero, you're going to be chayiv on things that are dark on lahatmin. But if it's not dark or lahatmin, it's going to be a p'tor onus of sorts, not a p'tor tamun. But this is a little bit of a pella, that this p'tor tamun be'ones, right, should apply elsewhere as well. And that's the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua b'shem the Ramban. And Rashi on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in Bava Kama says something similar. And the Shita Mikubetzes asks on that Rashi, that it sounds from Rashi that it's mashma that tamun is a p'tur anus. So why don't we have a p'tur tamun by all the rest of the mazikin? And from Rabbeinu Tam from Gdi Kafos, it's also mashma that tamun is a p'tur anus. Right, so why is this not shayach to all the other mazikin? So Reb Gustman says that there are two ways to understand the p'tur tamun. The first way to understand the p'tur tamun is that it's standard. It's gzeres hakasov, right? It's a standard p'tur tashlumen, like p'tur kelim b'bor. But there's another way to understand the p'tur tamun, and that is that it's afkas shem mazik when it comes to tamun. There's afkas shem mazik. Right? It's not just a p'tur tashlumen. Rather, it's that you're not called a mazik at all. Why would we say this? Maybe because ish is a chiddush, because koach acher mu'rav bo, and because it's a chiddush, in l'chabo el chidusho. And you wouldn't be called a mavir as habeira by a tamun. So in order to be chayiv, you have to be called a mazik and a mavir, and by tamun we don't have that. It's only like grama. So what comes out is that by ish, you have to be posheya in the davar hanizak. And if it's tamun, if it's not goloi, you can't be posheya but davar hanizak, and therefore you're going to be putter. Because you're not called a mazik. You're not called a mazik anymore. You're not called a mazik. You're not called a mavir sabeira. And we then saw Chazon Ish, right, who has a suffix, when we're koveya the shame tamun. Is it at the Shas Havara or the Shas Srefa? And Lechora, this is totally on the Chakira of Rav Gustman, if the P'tur Tamun is Exeris HaKasov, or if the P'tur Tamun is Hafka Shem Mazik. So if the P'tur Tamun is Exeris HaKasov, if it's a P'tur Tashlumen, so then it's going to be Nikba B'Shas HaSrefa, right, when it actually gets burned, right, at the time that it got burned. Was it covered? Was it not covered? And that'll tell you whether you pay or not. But if we say that the p'tur tamun is afka shem mazik, they have to be posheya benizak, so then it's going to be nikba b'shas havara, when you actually light the fire. Right? Because at the time, we have to determine at the time when you lit the fire, were you posheya b'davar ha-nizak or not. So maybe this is pshat and Rashi. Where Rav Gustman says that by ish, right, to be putter from tamun, it's not just a p'tur ba'alma. Right? Rather, you have to be Poshea ben Nizak in order to be Chayev, and if you're not Poshea ben Nizak, you're going to be Putter. Right? So even if you're Poshea ben Mazik, right? If you're Onus ben Nizak, then you're going to be Putter. But in the rest of the Nezikin, right? There's you can be Onus ben Mazik, and then you're going to be Putter. But there's no idea of being of being Anus ben Nizak. That's why it only applies to Ish and not to other Mazikim. Now, it would also be Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam from the previous Sugya. So, Rav Gustin brings a Raya to this Havana from the Gemara on Samach Aleph and Beis. And the Gemara says that we fill in, right, if you lit something, according to the Chachamim, if you lit something, if B'Soch Shalom, and then it goes and travels, and it lights the Gedish, that if there's Kalim inside, you don't pay for the Kli, but you pay for that space filled up with Chitim or Sa'orim. So why would you pay for that space? So potentially we could say that your Poshea, meaning when you're Poshea Benizak here, you're Poshea for the Tua in the Gedish. And you assume that the entire thing is filled up with the Tua. You don't, meaning, we assume that you don't know that there's a Kli in there. So you assume that it's filled up with the Tua. So you're going to be chayef to pay for the Tua. So it's not really that you're putter legamri when it comes to Tamun. There's not a full Ptur here. You're not totally putter. But what happens is that you're just not chayef the full value of the Kli, but you're chayef the value of the Tua that takes up the space of the Kli. So it's an interesting tour, but this is a raya for the Yesod of Rav Gustman that we're talking about. We're dealing with Poshea ben Nizak here. There's Avka Shem Mazik by Taman Be'ish. Right, and we can answer for Tosfos also. We could say the same thing for Tosfos. And we even mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda might agree to this. And this might be the other din, that there might be a deeper din here in the Ptur Tamun. So moving on to the last section of the Sugya here, the Geder Hadin de Eish Mishum Chitzav. So we have the Gemara brings the case that Rabbi Yehuda's Motah the Chachamim, when you're Makabal Shmira on the Gedish of your friend. Right, this is a case that the Shaykh, the question number 23, right, that if you're, right, that Rabbi Yehuda's Motor the Chachamim, when you're Makabal Shmir on the Gedish of your friend, you're only going to be Chayiv Sa'orin, right, either because that's all you saw and that's all you were Makabal Shmir on, or because he told you he was bringing Sa'orin, so that's what you assumed and you were Makabal Shmir on that. So then Rava brings the case of where you give the woman a Dinar Zahav and you say it's Shal Kesef. So if she's Mazikit, so she pays Shal Zahav. If she's Poshea on it, then she's going to be only Chayav the Kesef, because she was only Mekabel Shmira for the Kesef. Right, so then, and then Reb Mordechai says that you can medayik that from the Mishnah, that Behudah's Modah the Chamer. And Rashi brings two cases of Mazik B'Yadayim, where you're Soreif, right, in terms of this Dinar Zahav, so he says the case of Sorif or Zorik Layam. And Rashi asks, L'chora, Eish is also Mazik B'Yadayim, and should be Chayiv the full value of the when you're Sorif the Gedish Chitim. Even though you thought it may have been Sorim, you should still be Chayiv the value of the Chitim. Why you only Chayiv the value of the Sorim if Eish is Mazik B'Yadayim? So, so no, you're only a Poshea Be'ish, and therefore you're chayav only on what you were Mekabel Shmira for. So Rabbeinu Peretz there says, how can Rashi say this? Eish is Eish Mishum Chitzav, and it's like you're Mazik B'Yadayim. So potentially Rashi's understanding of Eish Mishum Chitzav is different. And we mentioned earlier in the year that we have two ways to understand Eish Mishum Chitzav. Right, is Eishim Mishum Chitzav Ka'adam Mazik V'Yadayim Mamish, or is it Mamon Mazik that we see a little bit differently to make you Chayiv on Dal Dvarim, like an Adam Mazik? This is Machlokas Rishonim. Reinu Chananel says that Eishim Mishum Chitzav is Ka'adam Mazik Mamish. And the Nemuke Yosef also says this, and he asks a question based on this. Nemuke Yosef asks a question. if it's kazama masik mamish, and it's like you're lighting the fire each and every second. So what about halakas ner Shabbos? Or you light candles before Shabbos, and the fire continues to burn on Shabbos. That's the point of the ner Shabbos. So shouldn't you be chayev for lighting a fire on Shabbos? But it's a kol shekain. If by gedish you don't have a kavanah to light the gedish, you're going to be chayev. So the hadlakas ner Shabbos, you have kavanah to light the ner, so certainly you should be chayev. So the Nemukah Yosef says no. You're misunderstanding. Eshem Mishim Chitzav is like a Zorik Chetz. You're throwing an arrow. Right? The Maisa ends right now. As soon as I throw the arrow, I'm done with the Maisa. The Maisa's finished. And it's not like you're doing the Maisa each and every second. Because if that was not the case, or you wouldn't ever be able to be Chayav for Eshem Mishim Chitzav, because if it's like a Zorik Chetz, right, as soon as I let the Chetz go, each and every second, I can't go get it back. I can't bring back the Chetz. So therefore, it's ones after the first second. It's ones, and you wouldn't ever be chayev. So it's your mice is done now, but you're chayev on whatever happens afterwards. And that's why you're going to be chayev on the what?
So you're chayev or ones afterwards.
You're chayev afterwards after you light the fire or you zorik the Chetz. Because if it wasn't the case, then you'd be, meaning if it was like you're doing a new action every second, you'd be putter on all of them because of ones, because you would never be able to pull back your chetz. Right? Once it's gone, you wouldn't be able to pull it back. So it's the ones. It would in theory be the ones. But it's not. Right? Because it's like you do one maisa and then it's just a continuation, but you're not doing a new maisa every second. That's why you're going to be chayev on the hezek that happens afterwards, but it's based on the maisa that you did beforehand. Meaning, I light the fire, 20 minutes later it lights up something else. I'm chayev retroactive to my maisa. That's my maisa havara was 20 minutes ago for this maisa hezek right now. Right, but that's also why you're going to be putter on in Shabbos. You're not going to be chayev misa for hadlaka on Shabbos, because you're going to be doing a new maisa on Shabbos. It's not like you're doing a new maisa on Shabbos. You did a maisa before Shabbos, just the fire is continuing to light on Shabbos. Right, but the Mukhi Yosef also says, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that Eishu Mishum Chitzav is Ka'adam Amazik V'Yedayim Mamish. The Rambam, however, disagrees. He says that Amadlik Eish is Chayav Andal Dvarim, even though it's Eishu Mishum Amona. Right? You're Chayav because it's like Chitzav. Right, so the Kiyos Yaakov says that Eish, he interprets the Rambam and says that Eish is really the MS Mamona. But there's a din like Adam Le'inyan the Dal Dvarim. Nafkamina being, whether you're chayiv misa on Eishim Mishim Chitza. The Nemuke Yosef and Rabbeinu Chananel would say you are chayiv misa. It's called the Mamazik B'yadayim Mamish, but the Rambam would say no. And perhaps Rashi and Ar Sugya, that's what he's saying. He's saying that it's that Adam, that Eishim Mishim Chitza is not like Adam Mamazik B'yadayim Mamish. Rather, it's really like Mamon Hamazik that we view differently to make you Chayav Andal Dvarim. And that's why you're only going to be Chayav on what you're Mekabel Shmira on, and not the entire value according to Rashi. Then that concludes our Sugya and question number 25.